I am one of the people who have been fairly optimistic about South Africa's agricultural production in 2025. I've even said that this will be a recovery period for our agricultural sector because we are emerging from a very difficult season, 2024. 2024 was tough for a number of reasons. In terms of grain production and oilseeds, we were hit by the midsummer drought in much of South Africa, and that resulted to about 21% decline in the overall grains and oilseeds production in South Africa. It is one thing when farmers are hit by the drought from the start of the season before they could even till some area of land, because there's still a chance at that time to reduce the area of production. But this time around, we were hit by the drought mid-season, around about February, all the way into the end of that month in 2024, which means then that farmers had already planted the area that they typically plant. So that led to financial losses for a number of folks. The other dynamic of 2024 was the animal diseases, particularly in provinces of the Eastern Cape and KZN. We struggled with the foot and mouth disease, and that presented its own strain on farmers. So you are in the season where it's dry, feed costs are fairly high, but at the same time, you are hit by the animal diseases, which lead to some temporary suspension of some business activity in terms of the exports and the likes. And that what really categorized or characterized much of what we saw in 2024 in South Africa's agriculture. And of course, towards the end of the year, we saw that the animal disease issue was getting under control. We were cleared up. And by the end of the year, there were only about two provinces that struggled with animal diseases. It was the Eastern Cape and parts of KZN. And that reality hasn't changed. I know that there's been reports of new cases, but those are isolated few areas of KZN. South Africa's livestock industry is very much on its recovery period. We are back in export markets in a big way, making sure that South Africa's high-quality beef reaches as many markets as we can. Middle East is an exciting space. Asia is an exciting space. North Africa, those are just some of the areas for our beef exports. And I think if we continue as we have been doing as a country to be careful about the livestock movement, to make sure that there's proper surveillance in terms of the animal diseases, we may be able to thrive and do reasonably well. Because while the animal diseases, specifically foot and mouth, was an issue in livestock, if we don't pay attention and continue to control it, other industries also suffer. We had a scenario, for example, where the wool industry was penalized because of the foot and mouth disease that was in cattle. Markets like China, which buy over 2/3 of our wool exports, said, look, we're going to put a pause on your wool because there's these animal diseases. So as a country, we pay particular attention on these things because of those challenges that we experienced in the past, and we want to continue to grow and make sure that our products meet all of the international requirements, diseases are controlled, and that's where we are really at this time if you're thinking about the livestock industry. Yes, the poultry sector also struggled with its own problems, animal diseases, the few years ago, and now they are at a space where they want the government to be agile in terms of registering the vaccine so that if anything happens, they can be able with speed to control the spread of the virus. And I'm spending a lot of time talking about these things because animal diseases are not unique to South Africa. It's really something that we see globally. As I record this podcast, most parts of the US are struggling. Egg prices in the US are fairly high. The issue is a bird flu, which has crossed to livestock, dairy farms, and even to people. So it's causing a lot of problems for the agricultural industry in the United States, which is why in South Africa, surveillance and watching and making sure that we are well equipped, even when it comes to vaccines, if anything as bad as what we see there were to happen here. And I think the lessons of the past few years when we had struggled with animal diseases is something that both the governments and the industry needs to refresh, look at, and make sure how do we come up with the plans, emergency plans, so that if anything of this sort were to happen, we can be able to respond with speed and respond carefully in a coordinated way as a country. But again, let me underscore the point that today, as we record this podcast, the country is fairly in a recovery mode. But that's the aspect of the livestock and the difficulties that it had experienced in the past few years. The other upside, which has given me more optimism about 2025, is just the gains of the recent rainfall. I mean, South African farmers have gone out there. They've planted the area that is roughly the same to what they had planted last year. So we are sitting fairly well, about 4.4 million hectares. That's all of our summer grains and the oil seeds. In that, I'm including maize, soybeans, sunflower, groundnuts, dry beans, you name it. Those are all of our grains and the oil seeds that are in that 4.4 million hectares, roughly unchanged from the previous season. But what has also been of benefit this time around is that we are in a La Nina period. Yes, the rains started late in some other regions of the country. We saw, for example, that parts of Limpopo, parts of Free State, and even Mpumalanga did not receive good rains somewhere in November. It was only towards the end of December and at the start of this year where we started receiving good rains. But the farmers were able to go on and plant as soon as they could get moisture, to an extent that this past week, the Crop Estimate Committee at the end of February came up with their revised area planting as well as the first production estimates for the 2024-25 production season. And the numbers are encouraging. In terms of area, it's the 4.4 million hectares that I was talking about. But in the overall harvest of our summer grains and oilseeds in South Africa, they forecasted at 17.2 million tons. That is up 11% from the previous season. And that includes all of our maize, white and yellow, sunflower seeds, soybean, groundnuts, sorghum, and dry beans. And now, in terms of maize, which is an important and a big staple in South Africa, its first production estimate as part of that 17.2 million tons, it's about 13.9 million tons, up 8% on a year-on-year basis. About 7.4% of that is white maize, up 22%, and 6.5 million tons of that is yellow maize, down 4%. The differences in the white and yellow maize is really because of the area planting, planted more white maize because of those attractive prices of white maize. There's a price differential of almost 1,000 rand between white and the yellow maize prices. And that then has caused farmers to a certain extent to switch the area planting. Others planted more soybeans actually with the area that they would typically plant for white maize, for yellow maize. I'll explain the soybean story just in a moment. But the point I do want to underscore here is that with the 13.9 million tons of maize harvest, that will be enough to meet our domestic consumption and still keep us in the export space. Because remember, South Africa's annual consumption of maize is about 11.8 million tons. The rest then could go to the export markets and we could remain a net exporter on maize. Now, quickly on other grains that are also important. I mean, soybeans, for example. Soybean production in South Africa is now forecast at 2.3 million tons, up 26% year on year. Increase in area planting, but really expected better yields. Sunflower, 720,000 tons, up 14% year on year, benefiting from the expected higher yields. Groundnuts is expected to be at 65,000 tons, up 26% year on year. Sorghum expected to be at around 129,000 tons, up 32% year on year. Dry beans are expected to be at 75,000 tons, up 50% from last year. Now, I'm calling out all of these big percentages, but really the base effect is part and parcel of that because we're coming from a bad season. So it's bound that the year-on-year increases will be inflated on that. But overall, I do think that the season is shaping up very, very well. Now, people may know that in the last 2 weeks of February, there were excellent rains across South Africa. In fact, one could argue that there were too much rain in some regions of South Africa. And those rains, I don't think that they were fully accounted to the figures that the Crop Estimate Committee released when they say, look, your overall summer grains and the oilseeds for 2024-25 season is 17.2 million tons. I think if we account for the benefit of the recent rains, we are likely going to see South Africa having an even bigger crop than what we are seeing now. This then brings us back to the point of saying, look, when we are thinking about the next season, one of the things that we have to pay attention to is the fact that you know, there may be upside revisions of the estimate. We're still now looking in only on the first estimate for this season. There's going to be 9 more estimates on a monthly basis that will be released, provided the weather conditions remain as favorable as we see it right now. I do think that there's a bigger room for the upside revision of these figures that are just read out. And in those bases, then, I think it's fair to say that the season we are in right now is a recovery period for South Africa's agriculture. What will come, of course, then next season, we will see when the weather prospects will be then. But the medium and the near-term weather prospects suggest that we could continue to get rains through to March. Rain in March is important because for the late-planted areas that may still need moisture to support pollination, that will be vital for the pollination season. And I think all of the forecasts that we are looking at now suggest that we will continue to get favorable rains through this month, which puts us in that position. Commodity prices also have come down a bit compared to where they were in January. Maize, soybean, sunflower, all of the prices have come down, which again reflects people's expectation of how excellent the season could be. But on a year-on-year basis, they're still fairly high. I'm mentioning this because a good crop bodes well for food price inflation in South Africa. And of course, it's a different conversation if you are a farmer and you planted in with high input costs, you would like to see commodity prices elevated for some time. But I think on balance, we are sitting in a reasonably better place as a country. It is for these reasons then that I've always been emphasizing since the start of the season that this will be a recovery period for South Africa. It's based on this optimism, area planting, better rains, as well as a recovery in the livestock industry. If you are in horticulture or fruit, even on that side, we are benefiting from these excellent rains because less irrigation when there's rain. And when there is no rain, dam levels have improved. We can be able to irrigate. The only thing, if you are in irrigation, we are watching is the energy supply in the country because electricity is key for irrigation. But that's something for a different conversation. We irrigate all of our fruit and vegetables, so stable electricity is vital on that perspective. But let me stop there, folks, with that message of optimism and thank the people that helped to ensure that this podcast can be in all of these platforms that you are listening from. And that is Richard Humphrey, Sam Kokeli, Nelly Siwechabalala, and Amanda Murimba. And you can follow us on socials. My name is Wandile Sihlobo across all socials. And you can follow the podcast, Mkokeli Podcast, as well as our publisher, The Financial Mail. Thank you for listening.